Welcome back to Crittenden County High School as we get underway with the Trilogy postgame report. Get into shape and feel good at Trilogy Performance Sports. Trilogy is a family-friendly environment that offers a wide range of classes to help you reach all of your fitness and well-being goals. Caldwell County pulled back within nine early in the third quarter, but it looked like a little fatigue set in, and Crittenden County was able to pull away at the end of three. It was 48-27, and Crittenden County rolls to a 62-34 win tonight, advancing in the All-A Classic. Caldwell County will drop to 4-10 on the season. Good night for Nyla Sykes, especially on the boards. Came in as a spark after a rough start by Caldwell County. Caldwell County fell behind 19-2. After that, outscored Crittenden County 17-13 for the rest of the first half. Came out, looked good, Bob, early in the second half, but it was just too much Lady Rockets and Taylor Guest down the stretch. And the Lady Rockets come away with an impressive 62-34 win. Time now for the stats of the ball game, brought to you by Ackridge Farm Supply Ace Hardware. Ackridge Farm Supply is a fourth-generation family business, and they have been providing high-quality goods and services to Western Kentucky farmers and homeowners since 1933. They have stores in Eddyville and Fredonia to serve all of your needs. And for tonight's game stats, here's Bob Hayes.
Thank you, Dennis. Caldwell County trailed at halftime here tonight by 13-32-19. And in the second half, Crittenden County scores 30 points and Caldwell County 15. So that 13-point lead at half ends up a 28-point victory for the Lady Rockets, 62-34. Scoring for the Lady Tigers, two Lady Tigers in double figures, 12 points for A.J. Hollowell, 10 points for Tink Clark, 8 points for Nyla Sykes. Nyla with 11 rebounds tonight, playing a really nice game. 2 points for Lulu Thompson, 2 points for Presley McKinney. Caldwell County only at the free throw line 8 times tonight, making 4 of them. And 15 turnovers, a lot of them coming late in the fourth quarter. We had 8 in the first half and 7 in the second half. And for Crittenden County, they're led by Taylor Guest, their outstanding player. She had 26 points, 18 in the first half, 8 in the second half, 15 points for Elliot Evans, 2 in the first half, 13 in the second half. So she got rolling in the second half. 8 points for Anna Boone, 9 points for Addie Hatfield, 4 points for Natalie Boone. Crittenden County tonight at the line, they went to the line 19 times tonight and hit 12, over 50%. As I mentioned, the Lady Tigers, 4 out of 8 from the free throw line. The Lady Tigers with 29 boards tonight, 15 turnovers, but just not enough ability to get the ball down inside when we got decent looks at the ball. And too much Taylor Guest, too much Elliot Evans. Those two ladies combined for 41 points, or 7 more than what the Lady Tigers were able to score. So, but I like the way we play tonight, Dennis, even though we come up short. We've got our team is being led by an eighth grader at the point position. We had Nyla Sykes step up, and she's capable of this kind of action, I think, every game.
You take away that buzzsaw start by Crittenden County, 19-2 out of the gate, and a fairly competitive game after that. You had Nyla Sykes come in and was kind of a spark plug for Caldwell County, getting the Lady Tigers back on track to get coming back in that game. We've got Coach Chuck Mitchell who's going to come out with – Tink Clark here on the Trilogy postgame report. And we'll undo that set of headphones and let them slide in here, Bob. But I thought Caldwell County really did a good job trying to stick with it. Early in the third quarter, the lead down to 9 after being down 19-2. It looked like Caldwell County was going to try to make a game out of this one, but just too much pressure and too much rebounding by Crittenden County over a smaller Lady Tiger squad. And the Lady Rockets come away with an impressive win tonight over Caldwell County. Joined now on the Trilogy postgame report by Coach Chuck Mitchell. And, Coach, that was a game where your girls came out and in the first quarter saw Crittenden County just run out to a 19-2 lead. Nyla Sykes comes in, gets a few rebounds, kind of sparks you a little bit late in the first quarter. And you actually, after that 19-2 run by Crittenden in the start, you outscore the Lady Rockets 17-13 the rest of the half.
Yeah, Tyler Gay, our assistant coach, he made a great point. After they punched us in the mouth the first 4 or 5 minutes, and we started coming back, we figured out that we could play in the game. And you take those 4 or 5 minutes away, and it's probably going to be a different outcome, maybe not by the wins and losses, but definitely by the score.
Well, and that's something we saw, that, things that you happen in a game, you have to make mental notes that if Guess gets the ball in backcourt, she's not going to give it up if she has a somewhat of a path to the basket.
Tremendous player.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor's a tremendous player. She's been here. She's playing. I played against her since she's been here. She's been a good one since seventh grade. She knows how to get the job done. She can get to the rim. She doesn't make many mistakes at all. She can beat you off the bounce or shoot the jumper. So, we know coming in we had to mix our defenses up and try to make her uncomfortable.
And you did that. You played a number of defenses that I think we even saw a triangle and two sneak in at one point in there in that second half. But a good job by your Lady Tigers. Coach, talk about how your team was feeling early in that third quarter. You came out, put a couple of buckets in to start the second half. You get that lead down to 9 points.
Just that confidence, knowing they could be in the game. That gave them such confidence and hopes, and that filtered over into the defensive end of the court. I was very proud. We had some stuff we got to work on defensively, but I'm really, really proud of the way we worked 2 days now getting ready for this game on defensive and trying to mix them up. But we made a few mistakes or breakdowns, but guess what? We did pretty good. We worked on it.
And you brought up Tink Clark with you, and you look over, see an eighth grader sitting beside you. You saw Taylor Guess, like you said, as a seventh and eighth grader, and 1,000-something points later, she's one of the best players in the region. That's what's coming with this experience of a lot of your Lady Tigers.
Exactly. We're looking forward to that. We got Tink here, and we got Med. We got Lulu, who's a freshman. Davenny Williams. She's a very good freshman. We got a lot of young players.
Nyla seems like an old player. She's a sophomore.
Nyla seems like she's been here since forever, but she can jump out of the gym. And when she figures it out a little bit, she's going to be dangerous.
And the thing I liked, Chuck, is that it being down 15 or 20 points, I thought we ran our offense pretty well.
Amen, Bob.
And the girls weren't just backing off and letting one or two people do it. They all were involved, and they knew what they were supposed to be doing. That stood out to me immensely. And if we can get our 2-foot shots and 3-foot shots to kind of go down, who knows?
Yeah, and here's the thing with that. Our offense, our walkthrough yesterday, we talked about when we beat the press, Tink, pull it back, run your offense. We ran it several times, got a couple good looks, made a few shots. It felt good as a coach and the players to be running our offenses. And you got an eighth grader running, an eighth grader igniting it. So, it was good.
A lot of positive things to take out of tonight's game.
Coach, before we let you get away and talk to Tink a little bit, want to talk about the schedule change. You mentioned to us on Saturday that you may add a game if the Lady Tigers didn't pull this one out tonight. Is that on tap now for sure for Friday night?
Yes, sir. We're going to play Callaway County at Callaway County. Varsity's at 6 and JV right after.
And JV after.
Yes, sir.
Varsity at 6. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for coming up tonight, Coach. And
hey,
as always, we enjoy watching
Coach.
These young ladies, and the effort is always there night in and night out without fail.
They're a lot of fun to coach, and I appreciate you guys. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.
All right. That's Coach Chuck Mitchell joining us here on the Trilogy post-game report. We're going to slip the headphones on number one on the jersey, Tink Clark. Tink, thanks for joining us here tonight. And I'm going to turn your mic up just a little bit. But a great effort tonight out of you out there on the court. The first question I'm going to ask you, you made a shot in the second half, and from our advantage point, it looked like you were 3 feet behind the backboard.
Shot could have gone in. It was mathematically, physically impossible. But we look up and it's going in.
What were you seeing on that shot when you were back there? Or did you even notice you were that far behind the goal?
I did not notice.
It was an amazing shot. Tink, talk to us a little bit. I know all the way back in December, Coach Mitchell talked about defense. Tell us a little bit how you are going to come out in a game like this, knowing you're facing a 1,000-point scorer and a senior in Taylor Guess and giving up a lot of size to this team. What's your philosophy and what's your thought as a individual and as a team defensively coming into tonight?
Well, since I'm an eighth grader, you have to get in the mindset that since they're older than you and they have 1,000 points, they're not better than you. You can guard them.
And you did a good job tonight defensively as well. When you're running the point, when do you tell yourself at times, I'm going too fast, or they're speeding me up some, and what triggers that for you to pull that ball back out, like Coach Mitchell said, and start the offense again?
Well, I think I'm going way too fast. So I have to tell myself to calm down and slow down and let everybody get in their place and run the play.
All right.
And the other thing, Tink, I liked about your game was that you're out there. Does it feel like you're settling down and knowing better? You feel better on the court because of your 10, 11, 12 games so far this year. You've got to feel somewhat confident that you belong. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Tink, we want to get to know some of you guys that come up for the interviews. Aside from basketball, tell us some of your favorite things to do, some of your hobbies, some of your favorite subjects in school, and how you're liking school these days.
Well, my second favorite sport is probably softball. Softball, I love softball. I play travel, I play high school, and this year was my last year playing middle school, and I love my middle school team. I love with all my heart. And my favorite subject is math. I want to become a math teacher when I get older.
Good. Oh, absolutely.
Great. Absolutely.
Well, I need the help on that, all I can get. So I may have you help me with the score differentials at times during the game. Bob, anything else you want to ask Tink before we...
No, just the fact that you feel like you belong out there, the players that welcomed you in there, being in middle school, having the high school, most of the players be high school, you haven't run into any of that kind of adversity at all. They want you out there, correct?
Correct.
Good.
And last question, where does the nickname come from?
Tink. Well, my mom's friend, Bridget, came up with that name. And I don't know where she got it from.
Oh, so it's kind of stuck, though, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we like it. Tink, thanks for coming up and joining us tonight on the Trilogy Postgame Report.
Great game.
That is number one, Tink Clark, in a good game for Caldwell County tonight. Spark plug point guard for Caldwell County and a nice young lady, Bob, well-spoken. I think she was a little bit more nervous just putting the headphones on than playing against a 1,000-point senior in Taylor Guest tonight. So
she looked good on the floor, Dennis.
She does.
The future is bright.
Enjoy talking to a lot of the Lady Tiger players that Coach Mitchell will bring up. Bob, we've got a couple of awards to give out, then we're going to head back to Princeton. Let's start out with the clutch play of the game, brought to you by Coleman Auto Parts, your hometown Napa Auto Parts dealer. They have tools, equipment, and many other items for heavy-duty trucks, marine, golf cart, and farm. Stop by and see Charles Quinn Coleman and staff at Coleman Auto Parts in Princeton. Napa know-how at its best.
Well, I don't know which one I'll give which award to, Dennis, but the two young ladies that stood out tonight for me were Tink Clark with her 10 points and Nyla Sykes with her 8 points and 11 rebounds. So I think you can flip those either way here.
I think so, because Nyla really provided a spark for Caldwell County late in that first quarter after that tough start. Let's go ahead and do the player of the game, brought to you by U-Ride. U-Ride gives you that hometown feel by providing personalized appointments to accommodate your busy schedule and remaining committed to you even after the sale. Contact Lee or Tommy for an appointment at U-Ride of Princeton.
And I think we can fit Tink into that award and Nyla into the previous award. 10 points, running the point all night long. Probably, in my opinion, maybe two or three or less turnovers for her efforts tonight and playing a nice game on at the defensive end of the floor.
Yeah, usually you don't have so many compliments in a 62-34 loss. I think the Lady Tigers kind of run out of gas late in that third quarter, but I think they played well against a much taller, much bigger, much more experienced Crittenden County team, and there's a reason Crittenden County is 11-3 on the season now and looking to make some noise in the All-A Classic, which they will advance in. Bob, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Before we go, I want to thank Megan Frisch, the cheerleader sponsor, for coming up in the pregame, telling us about some of the cheerleading squad and some of the things that they do. So really enjoyed that conversation about some young ladies and a person leading them that really don't get a lot of airtime on here, but they do a fantastic job night in and night out at all of the Tiger and Lady Tiger basketball games.
A lot of unsung heroes around, Dennis, and she's definitely one of them.
Again, the final here tonight, 62-34, Crittenden County advances. Caldwell County takes the loss, but they will add a game and play Callaway County on Friday night. That game is a 6 o'clock varsity start at Murray. So
7:30.
No, it's a
he went the other way.
He flip-flopped it, okay, and said we're going to do the 6 o'clock varsity, 7:30 JV. So we will make that known to all the guys at the station as well. And don't let me forget to do that on the way home. Good night here. Fun night always coming to Crittenden County. They treat us really well over here, and we always enjoy coming to Crittenden County. That'll wrap it up for us on the Trilogy post-game report. Get into shape and feel good at Trilogy Performance Sports. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night as the boys will take on Crittenden County. That one at the Cab, 6 o'clock tip-off. We'll be on the air right after the local news tomorrow afternoon. The Tigers and the Rockets from the Cab in the boys' side of the first round of the All-A. So hope you'll join us for that. Thanks to Bryce Thompson back in the truck, Bob Hayes at my side. I'm Dennis Stevens. Thank you for listening. We will see you tomorrow night at the Cab just after the local news.
1580, 103.3 WPKY, Princeton.